Social network Parler condemns Twitter's cowardice for suspending Katie Hopkins. By David Ng on January 30, 2020. Free speech-centered social network Parler has condemned Twitter for suspending British conservative pundit Katie Hopkins, calling the decision cowardice and slamming Twitter leaders for once again capitulating to the aggressive brand of cancel culture promoted by activist groups. Twitter temporarily locked Hopkins's account on Thursday following an organized campaign led by British TV personality Rachel Riley and the left-wing Center for Countering Digital Hate. The social media giant hasn't stated the specific reasons why it suspended Hopkins, claiming only that the pundit had made harmful comments based on race, religion, nationality, and gender identity. Hopkins has been a regular target of left-wing activists and their allies in the mainstream media who disagree with her stances on Brexit, immigration, and radical Islam. These activists have been trying for months to get Hopkins thrown off Twitter by smearing her as a racist. Parler, a social media platform that launched last year as a competitor to Twitter, said that Twitter's decision shows that it lacks a moral backbone when it comes to defending freedom of speech. Big tech has once again failed to take a moral stance and protect debate, discussion, and free speech when bullied by the censorship mob, Parler said in a statement to Breitbart News. These companies have grown to be giants on the back of their users, yet wilt under pressure from cancel culture and fail time and again to protect our free speech. This cowardice shows these companies simply do not deserve the trust and power we have bestowed on them. Parler said that Silicon Valley giants have repeatedly bowed to activist groups even when users haven't broken terms of service. They have to give in to the pressure pushed to them by groups such as the CCHD or the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Even if users do not break any specific terms of service violations, they have shown that the loud voices of many outspoken and ideological groups will pressure them to ban groups or individuals. This is not the kind of moral backbone you want from a technology company. Parler concluded, "We need to stand together as a community to pursue a market solution such as Parler to fight big tech's oppressive behavior." Hopkins has amassed more than 1 million followers on Twitter and her tweets have been retweeted by President Donald Trump. Hopkins didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Join the conversation on Parler by signing up here. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.